Today is what day? Wednesday? It's today is what day?
I think it's Wednesday.
Wednesday. That means it's What's Up Wednesday. Matt Rodriguez. He's the mastermind engineer for the city of Eugene. Good morning.
I hope that doesn't stick.
Well, when the t-shirts come out, we'll talk about that. Give me a great big what's up.
What's up?
All right, Axel. Thank you for coming in. Nice to meet you. You're for your California transplant, right?
I am. Yeah, I've been in Eugene about 14 years.
Real quick background. Could you tell me the story again about the process and picking Eugene as a place to call home?
Yeah. So grew up in Red Bluff, which is a pretty small town. Actually, 20 miles out of Red Bluff, so even smaller. Went to school in the Bay Area. Moved to Chicago for a while. Met my wife from Montana. Came back to where I grew up, and then started looking for a place to live. We nerded out and put together a matrix in Excel with a bunch of different criteria. Had a number of places that we were interested in, and Eugene came out on top, both in the matrix and in our hearts. We kind of fell in love with Eugene when we first came here, and then I was lucky enough to get a job here. So we're really really happy to be part of Eugene.
You actually did a matrix.
We did. That's right.
And it all no darts against the wall and
no
wherever it lands. So congratulations on your title for the as far as the city's engineer. Top of mind for 2019, looking ahead, what's on your plate that's forefront?
Sure. Well, one of the things that's really timely is the creation of our Vision Zero action plan. Vision Zero is a goal that was adopted by our city council in late 2015 that has a goal to eliminate deaths and life-changing injuries on our transportation system. Unfortunately, in the United States, we lose about 40,000 people a year to traffic deaths. In Eugene, it translates to about 6 people a year that die and another 40 that have life-changing injuries. So it's a big problem, not only for us, but nationwide. So Vision Zero, or and there's other names for it, but trying to really focus on transportation safety and about life safety is a trend that not only Eugene is looking at, but the county, the state, and the federal government all have similar plans to really focus on reducing deaths.
I sense you're a process-driven individual. So let me load your plate up here for just a second. We have more people living in Eugene.
Yes.
I mean, our population numbers keep going up. That translates to more vehicles on the road, more people using the road system that used to be okay, but really now needs some facelift, if you will, in order to handle all that extra traffic.
Sure. We're definitely starting to see some of the big city problems with traffic. You know, luckily, it's not as bad as Portland and other big cities, but we definitely are seeing it. It's aggravated a little bit right now because we have some major construction projects that are happening. Everybody probably knows about construction on 105, and I think we can feel that all around Eugene. But as we move into the future, what we're really trying to do is make the most of what we have and make smart investments in new infrastructure. So we recently adopted a transportation system plan last year, and that really focuses on trying to not only get more people that are able to use transit, to walk and bike, but also trying to have better flow of people driving. It's, you know, kind of translate in lines with Vision Zero that it's slower, but it's better flow. So one of the major contributors to the severity of a crash is speed. The faster you're going, the more force there is and an impact, and the higher likelihood it is that someone's going to die. So we're really focusing on how we can create streets and systems that encourage you to drive slower, but still get you to where you need to go in a timely manner.
It's really a mindset, though. But with any change of mindset, it takes time.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. This is a decades-long process. You know, the goal for reaching zero and you know, it's an aspirational goal. Some people ask, boy, we're never going to get to zero. And it could be true that we never get to zero, but we're going to strive for it. And that's the point of having that goal, having that audacious goal. But it's a decades-long process. Right now, we have our vision of reaching zero at 2035. Nationally, there's Road to Zero Coalition that Federal Highways is a part of. They're looking at 2050. As we make changes to the system, as we see how they affect the safety of the system and how people travel, we'll adjust from there and keep trying to do our best work.
Congratulations on what you're doing, Vision Zero. It's certainly a big mission.
Yes.
But it's got everybody's safety and livelihood, obviously, in mind.
Absolutely. I mean, these are family members, they're friends, they're coworkers that are using this system with us. So we want to keep people safe, you know, and have a great community to live in. This is part of it.
One last question. Do you know where you're going to eat dinner tonight?
At home.
Oh, okay. No matrix involved in this.
No matrix involved. You know, we may use a matrix to come up with the meal plan. There definitely is a whiteboard involved. I'll say that.
Matt Rodriguez, a pleasure. It was a pleasure. Come back and visit again, will you?
I absolutely will.
I really appreciate your time. Thanks. Great to meet you. It's a What's Up Wednesday here on KUGN, Newstalk 590.